Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Elijah knew all the drama, the earthquake, the wind, the fire.
Yes.
God said, no. At this stage, I'm going to whisper to you. You got to perceive me. Tell somebody, you got to perceive him. That's why there are times you need to get away from all the chatter. You can't be talking all the time. Something got to be going on. Yeah, television got to be going on. Radio got to be on. You got to be on the phone. Yeah, you got to be talking to somebody. You better shut all that down and talk to God. And when you're with God, don't be talking to him all the time. Talk and listen. Sometimes he's sitting up, he listens. He goes, okay. And you just steady talking. No, listen. He'll talk to you. You know, any patriarch, any matriarch in the testaments, before they hit the throne or the platform, they had a wilderness. I said it the other day, David was in the wilderness, anointed king. Ah, in the wilderness with the sheep. How many sheep bite? Shepherds bleed. He was there with his harp, writing psalms. Nobody was listening to him. He wasn't selling them. No applaud. God was making a man. See, most people do it for the applaud. But you got to be able to do it when ain't nobody listening. You feeling rejected. Dad didn't honor you at all. You there by yourself with those sheep? Anointed to be king, huh? See, God had other plans. See, when David came before Goliath, right away something jumped in his spirit. And he knew he was covenant, and this here dude wasn't covenant. He had good understanding of covenant. God had dealt with him in secret. If God don't deal with you in secret, he's not going to put you on a platform. The crown will break your neck. Amen. You got to die in secret. See, a lot of folk die in public. Oh, they're sweet as pie. But in secret, they're the devil. God, Godzilla. The secret life of saints. Good title. Secret life of saints. Everybody can put on the church thing. Everybody got blue on today. Kingdom authority. Come on, tell somebody, you got to be real. See, you have to rediscover the authentic you that was created in God before the world began. The real you. Amen. That has the capability, that has the anointing and the grace. Jeremiah, before you were in the womb, I knew you. You weren't just a cloud. You weren't a twinkle in your father's eye. I knew you, and I ordained you. I anointed you to be a prophet to the nations. Tell somebody, you have a destiny. Amen. Your destiny is for you to uncover. You got to uncover it. It's there. But the world has tried to define you. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. This is the secret coming of Jesus, and it's not a rapture bus. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Shall suddenly come to his temple. Now, everybody, not everybody, but many are looking to the Middle East. That wasn't even a name or nothing way back in the day. That's a political. Who named something Middle East? That was Africa. And Africa is not the real name. It was named after a conqueror. I don't have the name in front of me, but it wasn't Africa. It wasn't named Africa. They named that Africa. It was another name. But all that stuff, everybody's eyes on that. And I think Apostle Prue mentioned it the other day about the red heifer. Waiting for the red heifer. You know, and the rebuilding of the temple. And to start sacrifices back. Look at somebody else. Ask them for what? Why start sacrifices? It's political. That whole state over there is political. Don't get me started. Pastor, just you do something so I stop. She can check me, but everything over there is political. 1948, political. 1967, political. All this stuff, the Balfour Agreement, political. All this stuff is political. It wasn't told Abraham about that. That's not what Abraham was, no. And they say, now the buzz is, they that bless you, God will bless. And they that curse you, God will curse. Not them folk. I don't care whether you like it or not. Not them folk. And see, I'm telling you this, and later on, eyes are going to open up to the reality. And people are going to say, no, wait, this, we've been deceived. Oh, long time, yeah. Oh, I'm going to lock this thing down because I'm about to go on another rabbit trail here. Who the true Hebrews are. Malachi 3:1. He will come suddenly to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. That's the secret coming. The temple there is like what the Lord said about the temple. Look at the Greek words. He said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again. Look at the word. He used the words. I don't have the Greek words in front of me, but do your research yourself. When he said temple, it meant his physical body. They thought he was talking about a building. Amen. He wasn't talking about a building. Yes. It was twofold. He was talking about his physical body, but it was also talking about the body of Christ. He said, on the third day, if you destroy this temple, in 3 days, on the third day, I will raise it up. Tell somebody it's time to be raised up. It's the rise of a remnant on the third day. Come on, I'm telling you, it's the rise of a remnant. God says it's time to rise. You better ask somebody. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Look at the word. It's two words there. God forbid, I don't have it in front of me, but it's two words he uses. One for his physical body and one for the spiritual body. On the third day, I will raise it up. What happened? On the third day, he resurrected. This is the third day. He says, 2 days have passed. On the third day, I'm going to resurrect. I'm going to raise up my spiritual body to its proper place of authority. Amen? The problem is that this is a secret coming. Jesus is coming to his church, and only the true saints, the remnant. Now, nobody's going to get left out, but at this time, only the remnant will be able to see him. Those who are not ready, but go, remember the 10 virgins that go to buy? They ran out of oil. And at the wrong time, they said, let us have somebody else. No, we just got enough for us. So they went to buy. And when they went to buy, the bridegroom came. They'll be separated and won't partake of this rise of remnants. You can find that in for the sake of time, Matthew 25, verse 1 through 12. This will be a time of deep communion. All right, it's going to be a time of really deep communion. Has anyone sensed that? I heard just Sister Sherry talk about anybody receive something this week. Now, if nothing else, you've gone into a deeper communion, a deeper longing, an insatiable desire. Something's been stirred to want to know him more, to want to walk closer to him, to want to sacrifice more for him. Amen. Some ain't scared no more. You know, now you all in, right? This will be a time. This is a time of deep communion. Stay with me. It's a time of deep communion and intimacy. I'll go as far as to say, and let me just put this in context, it's the time of the marriage supper. The marriage supper. God is about to produce something, but he's got to get married first. Ah. You're not going to do it illegitimately. Deep time of communion, the marriage supper. Marriage supper is Matthew 22, verse 2 through 14, and Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 through 10. The place of intimacy that God is bringing us into, and that we are seeing manifest, the place of intimacy and deep communion are going to result in the conception of a male child. You can't just look at the wife and have a baby. Now, I know at the possible we can say stuff with our eyes, and you know that, but there has to be that intimacy, right? That coming together. Jesus said one day, he said, depart from me, workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. I never knew you. That same word, knew, is an interesting, knew, K-N-E-W. He said, after Jesus came through Mary's womb, he said, then afterwards, Joseph knew Mary. Not before. Afterwards, he knew Mary. In other words, they conceived other children. So the Lord said, I never knew you. I never got intimate enough with you to conceive. Lord, did not we do many mighty works in your name? Didn't we cast out devils in your name? Didn't we do this? Depart from me. You did all of that.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents,